أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. النبي أولى بالمؤمنين من أنفسهم وأزواجه أمهاتهم وأولو الأرحام بعضهم أولى ببعض في كتاب الله من المؤمنين والمهاجرين إلا أن تفعلوا إلى أوليائكم معروفا كان ذلك في الكتاب مسطورا صدق الله العظيم. As was explained from the very beginning of the surah, that this surah speaks about the loving personality of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also prohibiting everyone and all from harming Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in any way whatsoever. In these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, An-Nabiyyu awla bil-mu'mineena min anfusihim. The Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is closer to the believers than their own selves. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that I am closer to you in this dunya and I am closer to you in the akhirah than your own selves. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if you wish, then recite this ayah, An-Nabiyyu awla bil-mu'mineena min anfusihim. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam clarifies that not only in this dunya is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam closer to us, but in the akhirat also Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is closer to us. And this works both ways, that the ulama have explained that when we look at the reality of it, that we all have our own desires, we all have our own wants and needs, but if that conflicts with the desire of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if it conflicts with the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then we will prefer what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam prefers. If each one of us can make this one of the priorities of our lives, that whatever we desire, we will leave it and take whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam desires, then inshallah in this world also, at the time of maut, qabr and akhirat, there will be success. But if we do it the other way, that we leave whatever the desires of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are, and we keep our desires above that, our desires supersede his desires, then there is going to be disaster, there are going to be difficulties that we will come to. On the other hand, we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam also kept us very close to his heart. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to say that ana awla bil mu'minina min anfusihim, I am closer to the believers than themselves also. That if a person passes away, and if perchance, Allah forbid, a person leaves debts, unpaid debts, he was unable to do so, and obviously he tried to pay it, but he was not by the means. One is a person leaves debts, and the person could have paid it, but there's negligence on his part, or there's hoarding on his part, then in that case, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam wouldn't want to perform the janazah salat. But if it is the other case, that a person had debts, and that person was unable to fulfill the debts, he was hard-pressed in this life, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I will fulfill the debt on his behalf. Where would we find even a brother wanting to do this for a brother? And then on the other hand, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if he left any estate, then that is for his inheritors, they will have that estate. So in other words, I do not want from them, but I am prepared to assist them. So this is our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala expresses in this ayah, An-Nabiyyu awla bil-mu'mineena min anfusihim, that the Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is nearer, he is closer to the believers than themselves. Wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum, and then his azwaj, the beloved wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ummahatuhum, they are their mothers. In other words, every one of the azwaj, every one of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam are regarded as our mothers, insofar as honor and respect and status is concerned. Like how, and even to a greater extent, one will respect and honor his own mother, We are supposed to respect and honor each and every one of the azwaj of our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is part of our iman also. Today the difficulty that we are having with people like the Shias, etc., that's where it has an Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, that is not acceptable insofar as the Quran is concerned, insofar as iman is concerned, insofar as a believer is concerned. Let us come back to our original deen, and let us respect every one of the azwaj of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the children of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the sahaba of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأُولُو الْأَرْحَامِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلَى بِبَعْضٍ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the ulul arham, blood relatives, some of them are closer than others, fi kitabillah, in the book, in the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, min al-mu'minina wal-muhajirin, then the believers and the muhajirin, those who migrated. Here Allah Rabbul Izzat is making reference to one matter, that in the earlier part of Islam, when people accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometimes there would be just one person from an entire family that accepted Islam, or perhaps two people that accepted Islam. Then they made hijrat, they came to Madinah Munawwara. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam brought about the bond of brotherhood, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brothered a person that was from Makkah to someone that was from Madinah Munawwara. And then at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it a law that if this person has to pass away, then the inheritance will be shared between these brothers also, the Muhajir and the Ansar. So hence, for a long while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept that, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala abrogated that. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to it now, that family members, blood relationship, some of them are closer than others. Obviously the son is closer to a person in relationship than the grandson, and in that way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala formulated these rules of inheritance. And Allah says, min al-mu'minina wal-muhajirin, that they are closer to us, our blood relatives are closer to us than the other believers and also the muhajirin. Some have said here, the mu'minin even refer to the ansar, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had referred to them as the true believers. Illa an tafa'alu ila awliya'ikum ma'rufa, except that you make to one of your friends some form of good. And here the ulama have explained that if a person wants to give a close friend or even a family member who is not an inheritor, then you can do that in your life. You can give that person some form of gift or whatever you want to give that person, or otherwise from one third of one's inheritance one can bequeath or make a bequest. كَانَ ذَلِكَ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَسْطُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is written, that is enshrined in the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here in this ayat, in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, and we need to remind ourselves continuously, that our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is closer to us insofar as his way of life is concerned. The love that we are supposed to have for our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sending durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for his side also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that we are close to him. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.